And now, Talk Radio 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with your hosts Richard Musio and Joe Vecchio. Now, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, and good evening, everybody. Welcome again to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. I'm Joe Vecchio, your co-host and announcer for this program. And in the evening, we are heard all the way up in Orange County, Los Angeles County, as well as San Diego County, as far north as San Luis Obispo, where Richard's daughter is, and we get out to Palm Springs, not to mention our audience on the World Wide Web. So welcome, welcome. And before I begin, I just want to take a second to thank, we ran out of time a little bit last week, but I wanted to thank our very important guest, Bill Lirak, who is king of the class action suits. He spent the hour with us, and not only is he king of the class action suits, he's a class act himself. And I wanted to thank also his wife, Michelle Ciccarelli Lirak, who came into the studio with us and helped us out with some information during the show. So tonight we got a very great special guest for you, Paul Spitzer. But before we get to him, I wanted to bring Richard on and have a little conversation with him. Good evening, Richard.
I'm doing good tonight, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
But so I was in a hailstorm in Del Mar coming outside of Jake's after dinner on my way over here.
Huh.
Hailed at the beach.
Boy, we go from a rainbow on Friday to that. So it's pretty incredible. But I wanted to get into your background a little bit, Richard, because we didn't have much time the first show. You are a CPA, and just maybe when did you become a CPA, and how is your, maybe you could describe your career a little bit for our audience.
Yeah, let me give you the quick 3-minute version. I'm actually known as the family office guy, and there's some information about that. If you hit our website, the It's Your Money, Not Theirs website has been running for about a week, www.iymoney.com. Maybe our tagline should be FYI, it's iymoney.com. But there's some information about me there. Yeah, I'm a CPA. I've been a CPA for going on, well, about 29 years.
University of San Diego, correct?
University of San Diego. Go Toreros. Basketball season's just about to start. And been a CPA for about, close to 30 years. And I got into a very interesting specialty about 20 years ago, which is estate, gift, and trust. So started working with high net worth families to assist them with wealth transfer, that is to say, transferring assets to the next generation, things like closely held businesses and investment real estate. And from that, I developed a very specialized practice as, at the time, the only CPA in San Diego County who specialized in estate, gift, and trust matters.
Wow. You've been doing that how long now?
I started that specialty in 1990, so that's been going on for a little bit over 20 years.
Wow.
And that has evolved over the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to really talk about estate taxes tonight. We might at some show in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day, people could only transfer $600,000 free of estate tax. Well, that amount's been raised to $5 million, so there aren't nearly as many people who have taxable estates.
Wow.
As there used to be. But that got me into what's known as the family office business, and most listeners probably have never heard the term family office. But a family office is typically a very high-net-worth family or a group of high-net-worth families that bring everything in-house in terms of their investing, their accounting, their administration, all of the things that you might associate with a going concern or a trade or business.
Mm-hmm.
That's very large. Large families will bring all those resources in-house and do their own investing, their own accounting, their own reporting. And we call those family offices because it's basically a business that, shall we say, does the family business, not in a bad sense of the word. Like, if you watch The Sopranos, the family business.
Mm-hmm.
But, all the things that high net worth families might invest in and how we account for those things and the income tax planning and the estate planning that goes along with that. And so I serve as of counsel to chief financial officers and CPAs and chief investment officers of family offices. And I also frequently interact very closely with the matriarchs and patriarchs, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
because one thing I'm really good at is translating technical speak into language that people can understand. And many, many advisors are guilty of always speaking in technical terms.
Mm-hmm.
CPAs, accountants, wealth advisors, insurance specialists, they all speak the special language. And then you have these poor clients or rich clients, as the case may be, who have no clue what anybody's talking about because everybody's using this jargon. So I do a lot of, shall we say, translation and what we call family governance.
And then by virtue of that experience, you've obviously met a lot of people in the legal field and in accounting, finance, banking, and whatnot. And then all of a sudden this STAR organization formed, and I thought maybe you could tell us what the Strategic Trusted Advisors Roundtable
is. Yes. Check out www.star-sandiego.com. That's Strategic Trusted Advisors Roundtable. 2 summers ago, 4 people here in San Diego. I was actually not one of the original 4. were lamenting the fact, these were folks who've been in business for 25, 30 years, were lamenting the fact that nobody had human contact anymore. Everybody spent their days staring at computer screens like we're doing right now, staring at our computer screen here at the studio. And there was no human contact. And so these four folks said, you know, we ought to get together every month, just do a little lunch. And so that grew to maybe 12 or 15 people. Then they asked me to join because I'm really connected on the speaker circuit. So I have a lot of contacts with very interesting people who talk about not only technical things as it relates to business and finance and accounting and income tax and estate tax, but important things about life and how having a better life can cause you to have a better business life and so on. And so they asked me to start arranging a monthly speaker to, shall we say, entertain these folks who are getting together once on a monthly basis. And we've grown from those original four members only 2 years ago to 450 members. And we have two regular meetings, one breakfast meeting at the University Club on the first Thursday of every month, and then third Wednesday of every month, we have a luncheon at the La Jolla Sheraton. But we will also be starting, because of demand, a third venue, which is going to be a breakfast meeting in Carlsbad starting, I believe, in March. I'm only about 4 months away. We get about 80 or 90 people at the breakfast. We get 112 people at the lunch. We've sold out, I think, 10 months in a row. 14 times 8 is 112. So it's become very, very popular. But what we really promote there is collaboration among, shall we say, complementary professional service advisors, CPAs, business attorneys, estate planning attorneys, wealth managers, insurance specialists, trustees, bankers, all of these kinds of, shall we say, professional service businesses that all go together to serve individuals and businesses and high net worth families. And so we really promote collaboration among professionals to create a much better experience for the end user, the consumer. We also are very concerned about helping the end user or the consumer get better, shall we say, clearance and oversight over all major decisions that are being looked at or being made, so that things are being done transparently and collaboratively, where there is also a healthy, shall we say, dose of skepticism being applied to anything that anybody who's product-based might suggest.
And then by virtue of, well, speaking of experience, everybody in that organization has pretty much been at their profession, what, 10, 15 years at least?
Yeah, most people have been in for at least 15. We don't usually let anybody in if they haven't been in their own profession for at least 10 years, although we have some professions that are fairly new where people who are in them, the profession hasn't been around for 10 years. For example, if you're doing marketing as a professional and you want to do an SEO kind of internet-based marketing approach, you know, SEO hasn't been around for 10 years. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's a rather gray-haired amalgamation of professionals. But mm-hmm. Very experienced. It's the who's who of San Diego business, in mm-hmm. effect.
Mm-hmm. I went to one very dynamic organization. You know, the energy in the room is palpable, and it's always a pleasure when I can make it. So I hope I can get to one soon.
Yeah, and we've got, I guess our next luncheon will be Wednesday, November 16th, and I've got Walter Green speaking. It's a luncheon at the La Jolla Sheraton from 11:30 to 1. Walter Green wrote This Is the Moment, which is the best book that I've ever read about expressing gratitude. This gentleman was very successful in the convention business. And after he retired, he spent 1 year traveling the country to, shall we say, interview and put into book form his discussions with 40-some people who were his mentors in terms of his success as an individual in business and also philanthropically. Walter has also been very involved in the community. So he's not only made a lot of money, he's been very involved in the community in terms of giving back. And he wrote this book called This Is the Moment. And again, by far and away, the best book I've ever read about expressing gratitude, particularly to those people who helped, shall we say, form and develop somebody's life.
Mm-hmm. Another cool thing is no dues, right? I mean, it's just...
No dues. You just pay at the door. Well, you don't pay at the door, but you pay at the door, so to speak. You sign up online to attend the meeting, but there's no dues. And that's neat because it's not a... We're actually a 501c3 nonprofit, so we're not like a Pro Advisors or a BNI, which is a franchise model where there's people in the back who are, shall we say, collecting $5 from every head, making a profit mm-hmm. for a... franchise model that people participate in. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization where none of the board members get paid any compensation whatsoever. In fact, we always end up chipping some money in because when we had our big event at the Del Mar Racetrack a few months ago, for example, not everybody paid their liquor bill. So you know I got stuck with that one, you know? So we all contribute a little bit as opposed to take anything out.
But you started with four and now there are how many?
About 450.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty
dynamic. 2 years. It's greatly exceeded our expectations.
And then there's supposed to be one starting in Nevada as well.
Las Vegas has a rather embryonic star chapter. I think our next big opportunity might be north of here in places like Irvine, Newport Beach. I think that'd be a perfect venue for what we're doing just because of the vibrant business community north of here.
Super.
So anyway, that's a little bit about me. And before we go to break, I want to introduce who we're going to be talking to next.
Okay.
Because sitting with Joe and I is Mr. Paul Spitzer. And Paul Spitzer is the founding partner of Advanced Practice Advisors. And Advanced Practice Advisors is a registered investment advisory firm known as an RIA, Registered Investment Advisor. And Paul's had an interesting career because he's been in the financial services industry for about 25 years. And I'm the only guy in this room, by the way, who's not bald, in case anybody out there is wondering.
Well, I'm not totally bald.
Well, you're getting close, Joe. But that being said, Paul started out his career, he spent most of his career until the last 4 or 5 years actually as a stockbroker. And now he's, what I say, has come over to the other side. He's gone from being a stockbroker to being a registered investment advisor. His firm is located up in Delmar Heights. And he specializes in investment policy preparation, advanced planning, sophisticated asset allocation disciplines with a focus on principal preservation and tax efficiencies. He's also quite well versed in estate, gift, and trust matters. But my first question to Paul really is, you used to be a stockbroker. Now you're a registered investment advisor. Could you tell us a little bit about how?
I think before, can we take a break first?
Let's do that.
Justin, what do you say we take our break now?
So Paul will be right back with us to answer my question right after we pay for all of our good sponsors. Thank you.
Parts of the aircraft were scattered over a wide area on a remote ranch 22 miles east of the famous Hearst Castle.
760 KFMB was there.
Drew Tomlinson stood up, touchdown on the second effort, San Diego Chargers.
70 years on the air.
It only feels like about 40.
Right. 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
Fantastic. You're getting your teeth done. Now, where to go? That guy in receiving went to Mexico, and he seems okay. Plus, you heard a couple guys on the radio and TV all sounding legit. So how to feel confident with one? Well, Dr. Peter Hellwig offers a guide. Start with those seemingly simple initials after the name. It tells the level of dentistry. Peter's are MAGD. It stands for Master of Dentistry. Simply put, if it can be done in your mouth, Peter not only went to school for it, to date, he's performed it for over 25 years. Get confident in their skills, sure, but Dr. Hellwig believes you need a consult to ensure everything else fits. His consult is free. Get yours. Call 619-993-6505. Sedation is offered and Peter accepts most insurance. Once more, 619-993-6505.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $16 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-566-5506. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct. 1-800-566-5506. That's 1-800-566-5506. 1-800-566-5506.
Your home is your biggest investment. You do anything to protect it. Hi, I'm Sue Freeze, the termite lady. When you have termites, there's only one company to call, Ecola Termite and Pest Control, the leading ecological solution for termite problems. Get rid of termites and other pesky insects quickly and conveniently without the hassle of moving out. Call today for a free estimate at 1-800- 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 1-800-332-2847. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
PrepareSanDiego.org has the American Red Cross's three steps to disaster preparedness. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed. This site has all the information you'll ever need to know to be prepared. At PrepareSanDiego.org, you can even take a quiz to find out just how prepared you are. Go to PrepareSanDiego.org and create a checklist to help you get the necessary items in that disaster kit of yours. Everything you'll need to know about being disaster prepared is waiting for you at PrepareSanDiego.org.
Information served fresh daily. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Well, there's a great Sunday night song, Bonanza, for those too young to remember. But before we get back to the show, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Lestat's Coffee House. Two great sites, one in Normal Heights by the Normal Heights sign on Adams Avenue, the other in University Heights. Two wonderful places. They're open 24/7, 365, and get down there and have some great coffee and baked goods. Everything there is fresh. Back to Richard Muzio and our great guest, Paul Spitzer. Take it away, Richard.
But by the way, at Lestat's tonight, the Robin Henkel Band is playing. So if you like blues, after this show, well, you can always listen to what comes on KFMB on podcast because you don't want to miss Robin Henkel down at Lestat's. But before the break, I was asking Paul Spitzer, I said, why, you used to be a stockbroker with companies like, I mean, everybody's going to hear of these names or knows these names, A.G. Edwards, Wachovia, which is now Wells Fargo. So you've come from over the from the stockbroker side over to what we call, again, the RIA, Registered Investment Advisor. Could you tell us a little bit about that, Paul?
Sure, Richard. Thank you very much. And Joe, thanks for inviting me to the show. It's a pleasure to be here. As you mentioned, my career started back in the mid-'80s and evolved through several different wirehouses. And it was about 2007 when the stock market first started to show signs of unwinding that I came to the realization that I couldn't really act in the best interest of my clients underneath working for somebody else under the broker-dealer umbrella. I started to look around for alternatives to that place to work and came up with a registered investment advisor. The RIA space actually works under a different creed, if you will, where we are bound by the Investment Advisors Act of 1940, where we must put our client's best interest ahead of our own. Now, when you're an advisor or a broker, if you will, working at a major brokerage firm like Wells Fargo or Merrill Lynch or UBS, the fact of the matter is you work for them and you don't work for your clients. And what I wanted to do was work for my clients and not work for a big wirehouse. So thus came the Registered Investment Advisory platform.
And did you have any experiences as a stockbroker that soured you on that particular form of business?
Well, I could probably go into dozens, but...
don't have time for dozens, but one or two really good ones.
When I started, I did a lot of municipal bond business and found myself having to compete against the profit center of the Wells Fargo, Wachovia, if you will, profit centers for that company. And they're all the same, basically, where it was very, very difficult for me to compete with my own bond desk. The bond would put 3 points into a bond and my client would pay an exorbitant markup or markdown on every single transaction and it wasn't fair to the client.
So let's talk about some of the differences then. I'm going to actually read the first paragraph of an article that just came out, and I think this might highlight some of the differences. And this is about a company called MF Global. And about this would be on Monday morning, MF Global, the global brokerage for commodities and derivatives, filed for bankruptcy. The firm's roots go back over two centuries, but in less than 2 years under CEO John Corzine, whose stellar resume includes serving as the chairman of Goldman Sachs, as New Jersey's U.S. senator, and as New Jersey's governor, MF Global nevertheless collapsed after buying an enormous amount of European sovereign debt. The instant wisdom is that he made a big bet as part of his plan to transform MF Global into a firm like Goldman Sachs, which executes trades on behalf of its clients and also puts its own money at stake. So could you comment on that?
this has been a very difficult subject for a lot of people to understand, because basically what is happening here is the house is trading its own account ahead of its clients' accounts. This the same thing happens at every major brokerage firm around the world, and the small advisor, the small client is the one that ends up paying for most of this, because they get what's left after that trade.
So would you call that an inherent conflict of interest or a potential one? Because I know a lot of stockbrokers who are really, really good guys and good gals, and they're, you know, as ethical as the day is long, and they do great work.
This is a very a typical. There's so many talented people that work on the major broker dealer side, so many great advisors that try to give their clients the best possible advice and place them in the best possible investments that they can. But they always have to then go back and compete against their own desks. And so there are conflicts of interest on every turn. And that, again, is the difference between the standard that they have are bound by law to operate under, which is called suitability. So they only have to provide products that are the most suitable products for their clients, not the ones that are necessarily priced the most efficiently. And this is a fiduciary standard that registered investment advisors must operate under, and where we reduce the conflicts of interest that, frankly, it's impossible to 100% completely eliminate conflicts of interest, but on the RIA side, we reduce them by about 95% compared to working for a broker-dealer.
And is it not frequently the case that people at stock brokerages are, shall we say, put under pressure to focus on their own in-house products first, to the, shall we say, exclusion of other possible investment opportunities that might be in the universe?
They're frankly only allowed, they can only sell the products that their firm allows them to sell. And as a registered investment advisor, I can sell all the products that they have and 10,000 other products. So the narrow scope of product that's available to an advisor that works on Merrill Lynch or Wells Fargo side is very limited. And when you're a registered investment advisor, you have all products available to you.
Yeah, why don't we take a pause right there and take a break? We'll see you on the other side of the news and sports and commercials. Thank you.
To 9.
Rick Roberts.
One voice does matter. Just ask Paul Revere.
On 760.
KFMB.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo. So what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before, and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 15 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 15 minutes? To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now 1-800-600-7115. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo, call now 1-800-600-7115. That's 1-800-600-7115.
Rapid Transmissions proudly supports the Rick Roberts Warrior Foundation. Rapid Transmissions, the largest independent transmission company in San Diego, wants to continue to help our disabled military heroes. Stop by any of Rapid's three convenient locations in San Diego at 3905 Convoy Street, Escondido at 859 Broadway at the 78, or 8861 La Mesa Boulevard, and mention the Warrior Foundation or Freedom Station, and Rapid will donate 10% up to $100 to this great cause. For any type of paid service, repair, or replacement, Rapid will perform a road test, computerized diagnostic, and external inspection free of charge. Don't wait for a minor repair on your vehicle to become a major repair. Have Rapid check your vehicle annually. Rapid offers warranties up to 3 years or 100,000 miles and will beat any dealership estimate. Call 800-562-7675. That's 800-562-7675. Or rapidtransmissions.com. Get your vehicle fixed and help our disabled military heroes at the same time.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr.
Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-500-1992 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-500-1992. 1-800-500-1992. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Duncan Newman here for Newman Replacement Windows. I'm pleased to announce the opening of our new 10,000-square-foot showroom on Marina Boulevard. Stop in and experience what sets us apart from other window companies in Southern California. When you hire Newman, I guarantee that our work will be done on time and as promised, and your home will always be treated with the utmost care and respect. That's the Newman advantage. For a free in-home estimate, call 877-7-NEWMAN or visit newmanwindows.com. License number 570472.
Tim Conway Jr. here. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., me and my two buddies, Oscar and Colby, teach you how to save money. Yeah, it's a brand new show called The Cash Daddy Show, and it's being brought to you by 1-800-LOAN-MART. Hey, everybody could use a couple of money-saving tips, and that's what we bring you on a weekly basis. So Sunday, 10 a.m., want to see you right here for The Cash Daddy Show, being brought to you by 1-800-LOAN-MART, only on Talk Radio 760 KFMB. Was that 30 seconds?
27.
How about now?
The more you listen, the more you know.
Mike Slater mornings, Rick Roberts afternoons.
This is Talk Radio 760 KFMB San Diego.
The energy business is not hurting with the information you need. I'm KFMB's Rick Williams. San Diego-based Semper Energy, they're doing well. They reported earnings of $296 million for the third quarter of 2011, and that's up $131 million from the same quarter a year ago. A former Coronado-based sailor who stole night vision gear and other sensitive military equipment and then sold it on eBay, he's been given 30 years in federal prison. 31-year-old Philip Jameson got his sentence Friday. And a winter weather advisory is now in effect for the county mountain areas this evening. The storm is going to clear out overnight. We got about an inch of rain along the beaches out there and nearly 2 inches out in the East County areas. Well, getting ready for Small Business Saturday, make sure to get your free promotional tools from Constant Contact. Visit ConstantContact.com/Saturday. KFMB weather, mostly cloudy right now, and 57 at Lindbergh Field. And in sports this afternoon, the Chargers lost to the Packers 45-38. They take on the Raiders next Sunday. And the Aztecs, they clobbered New Mexico Saturday 35-7 at Qualcomm. And now the latest from ABC News.
Former Penn State defensive line coordinator Jerry Sandusky is out on bail, charged with sexually abusing young boys over a 15-year period. ABC's T.J. Winnick caught up with him today outside his home.
Can you tell us if you had any inappropriate relations with young boys, sir?
You didn't hear what I said. I said I've been advised by my attorney. I am following orders.
He says he cannot comment. Sandusky banned from campus. Two school officials are charged with perjury and failing to report the allegations. Credit reporting agencies are under fire for compiling personal information that's not being released to consumers, according to Senator Chuck Schumer. The agencies track your prescription drug use, estimate your future income, and hand that information over to insurance companies.
Consumers have the same exact right to know exactly what personal information is being collected on them, attached to them, and sold to third parties as they have a right to know their credit score.
And the Democrat is asking the Federal Trade Commission to investigate. Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
We give you the news. You give the attitude.
The government is actually the problem. You've elected a monster for president.
On Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Thank you, Justin. If you would like to reach Richard or myself via email, it's real simple. rich@iymoney.com or joe@iymoney.com. And, of course, the website is iymoney.com. So now back to Richard and Paul.
So we were talking about MF Global and its rather noisy collapse before we went to break. And I just want to read one more thing because I think this will be very interesting. Here's a comment. This is from an article in Vanity Fair, or I think by Vanity Fair. Bethany McLean is her name. And it says, buying European sovereign debt may not have been just a bet that the bonds of Italy, Spain, Belgium, Portugal, etc. would prove attractive. An additional allure may have been the way MF Global paid for the purchases, and thereby the way the accounting worked. MF Global financed these purchases, as its filings note, using something called repo to maturity. That means the bonds themselves were used as the collateral for a loan, and MF Global earned the spread between the rate on the bonds and the rate it paid its repo counterparty, presumably another Wall Street firm. The bonds matured on the same day the financing did. The key part is that for accounting purposes, MF Global's filings say the transaction was treated as a sale. That means the assets and liabilities were moved off of MF Global's balance sheet, even though MF Global still bore the risk that the issuer would default. That means the exposure to sovereign debt was not included in MF Global's calculation of value at risk, according to its filings. And that also means MF Global recognized a gain or loss on the transaction at the time of the sale. The filings do not say how much of the gain was recognized up front, but if it were a substantial portion, then these transactions would have front-loaded the firm's earnings. That, in turn, may have helped cover the fact that MF Global's core business was struggling. Paul Spitzer, would you care to comment?
Well, the accounting is very, very hard to understand. And this is done intentionally to confuse consumers and the general public, and I think all the watchdog agencies that are out there to try to oversee them. And I believe that this is part of our business model, is the transparency and disclosures to clients, and big and small family offices, institutions, large corporations, and ultra-high net worth individuals, that the difference between working for a registered investment advisor in a fiduciary role and working with a brokerage firm that only has a suitability standard clears the air and provides the transparency and disclosure that's necessary to feel good about a transaction.
So I'm going to mention the word accounting again. Please don't turn off your radios. Accounting is not that boring. We are actually going to be, well, not we, I guess, Paul Spitzer and last week's guest, Bill Arock. This is the power of Star San Diego. It was through Star that Paul Spitzer and Bill met. And I guess on November 17th, late in the afternoon, up in Delmar Heights at AMN Healthcare, which is a great company, Steve Francis's company, that provides, shall we say, mobile nurses and mobile physicians, grown to, I think, over 2,500 employees over the last 20 years here in town. Paul, you're going to be hosting an event on November 17th from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., where the featured speaker is our last week's guest on the show, Mr. William Lirac, and it's called Accounting for Financial Fraud. There's more than ever in our markets, and I would say as an accountant, there's more financial fraud as well as more accounting. So what's going on here? And the subtitle here is, and how professional advisors can protect America's investors. Could you tell us a little bit more about what you have planned in about, well, less than 2 weeks?
The opportunity to work with Bill is fantastic. He's really been a very, very influential person in structuring policy. I know there's a lot of people out there that think that the way he's gone about the business has been somewhat not easy to understand. But the bottom line is he recovered, it was $57
billion. $45 billion.
$45 billion for consumers and shareholders, which is just unbelievable. In the meeting with Bill last week, he did mention that a lot of the scandals that and the litigation that he was involved with all boiled down to accounting. And it was the first time that I really thought of it that way, that the major accounting firms were very implicated in exactly how things were brought back to the public and how they were disclosed and how unfair it really was.
Yeah, I think the challenge with accounting, and I've been criticized for speaking in public about this as a CPA, I think it was the role of the auditors to make things more clear for investors and consumers. But I think all in all, particularly with companies like Enron and Key West, I think the accountants, because they were also functioning as consultants to the companies in question, they were getting huge consulting fees in addition to having the department next door get paid huge audit fees. So the accountants were structuring a lot of the transactions that the auditors in the same firm were then, shall we say, attesting to or putting their seal of approval on. And I think you're absolutely right. I think there was grotesque or gross participation on the behalf of, well, certainly Arthur Andersen went out of business for precisely the, shall we say, after effects of what I'm describing, where huge consulting fees to structure transactions were then being audited by the same firm. And I think that was really, really wrong, because I think CPAs lost sight, not all CPAs, but just certain large firms, lost sight of the fact that they really exist to protect the public. And so when Bill mentioned that last time I talked to him about it specifically, I thought, you know what, I never really thought about accounting as being a major contributor to, shall we say, the challenges that the financial markets face. But I think certainly CPAs didn't do the best job that they possibly could have done to, shall we say, illuminate things for the consuming public. And I'm not even sure if, for example, our latest bill, Dodd-Frank, I'm not even sure if Dodd-Frank is helping. I know we run into Dodd-Frank in the family office space, because family offices now have to register under this bill called Dodd-Frank as though they are investment advisors. And I know, Paul, you've talked to other folks in the industry about Dodd-Frank, and I know you've got some interesting commentary from Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren is, I feel, was great. You know, she was an appointee by Barack Obama to help consumers out, and the lobbying groups, I think, which are really influencing Dodd-Frank, and unfortunately, probably going to dilute the real value of Dodd-Frank as it's coming down, have pushed her out of this position. I did see where she's running for a public office in the state of Massachusetts and doing a fantastic job. But her comment was that she didn't, she was not against big business, and she was not against banks making money. Her comment was how they make money, that if they make money by trying to confuse their customer, that was very bad for our country and our consumers across the board, because deception is no way to make money. If you have to confuse your client to the point where they can't understand it, and then make a lot of money based upon confusion, that's just not right.
And I know the this is not a protest show, but the big brouhaha that's going on in the, well, basically across the country, sort of originated from, well, the Bank of America $5 fee situation, where I think it was basically one woman who sort of started the momentum of getting people to pull money out of there so that they wouldn't have to pay a $5 charge. And again, we're not a protest show. Funny story, I was up in Big Sur 2 weeks ago running a 10K. I'm a long-distance endurance runner by hobby, and somebody was doing a protest on the coast in Big Sur. I'm like, who would stop at a financial protest? I mean, you got the mountains, you got the beach, you got this clear blue water coming up on white sand beaches, and who would waste their time on a protest in Big Sur of all places? But it's all over the place. But I think the interesting thing there is that consumers certainly have the right to vote with their checkbook, so to speak.
Well, Paul, didn't you say 700,000 people have closed their
account? I heard that this week, 700,000 people had closed bank accounts across some of the big banks. I don't know if it was all Bank of America. One thing that Elizabeth Warren was so vocal about was the trading of they were mortgage-backed securities, and I can't remember exactly the structure of them, but Paulson and Company had actually released this product, and they were selling it to consumers, but then shorting it on the other side. So they knew that the product was bad when they released it, because they sold it, they were selling it to consumers, and then shorting it on the other side, because they knew darn well it was going to fail. Those were the kind of things that Elizabeth Warren was so up in arms about, trying to protect the consumer.
And I think Bill will be alluding to some of those, shall we say, fact patterns and factual situations when he does his presentation along with Paul on November 17th, again, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. That's a late Thursday afternoon, November 17th, at AMN Healthcare Auditorium. That's at 12400 High Bluff Drive. That's the corner of High Bluff Drive and El Camino Real up in Delmar Heights. And I think the RSVP is to Paul's better half, Mary Beth, at 858-436-3863. And we've also posted this event on our website, www.iymoney.com. It should be a fascinating presentation because I think this is fairly new material for Bill also.
All right, let's take a little break right there. We'll be back with Paul and Richard right after this short pause.
Tomorrow, noon to 3.
Herman Cain was a threat to liberalism in the beginning. And the fact that one African-American conservative after another is impugned, assaulted, attacked, beaten up with regularity should have been offensive to liberals themselves, but it never is, because they themselves are phony. So the fact that they were attacking Cain long before this happened explains everything you need to know about them.
Sean Hannity.
Tomorrow, noon to 3.
Talk Radio 760.
KFMB.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being, because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-200-1095 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-200-1095. That's 1-800-200-1095.
Hey, it's John from MojoPages.com. I'm sure you've seen the KFMB Mojo Pages Awards on the Channel 8 Sunday Evening News. Let me tell you a little about it. It's an awards program to recognize the best San Diego businesses, like dentists, restaurants, and plumbers. It's really easy to vote for your favorite business. Just head over to 760kfmb.com and click on the Mojo Pages Awards. Search for your favorite business and vote. It's that easy. Each week, we highlight a different category on the Channel 8 Evening News. So watch and see if the business you voted for made it to the top and won a KFMB Mojo Pages Award. Check Mojo, then go.
Marical Design and Remodeling, 2011 National Remodeler of the Year and 7-time Better Business Bureau Torch Award winner and finalist.
Hi, I'm Gary Marical. Through the years, we've had the privilege of getting to know families throughout San Diego, and we've built friendships that we value and appreciate. We're truly honored that so many people have trusted their homes to us.
Marical Design and Remodeling. Call 619-441-9300, 441-9300, or visit trustyourhometous.com.
At Mattress Discounters, we're rolling up our sleeves and rolling back prices for Mattress Discounters Price Rollback Sale. Get big savings on Serta and Sealy mattresses. Save 50% on a queen-size Serta memory foam mattress. Plus, get free delivery and Mattress Discounters' lowest price or its free guarantee. Don't miss the Price Rollback Sale on now at Mattress Discounters. Hey, I'm on a roll.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Check out PrepareSanDiego.org. You owe it to yourself and your family to log on to PrepareSanDiego.org. It's important that you're prepared for disasters and emergencies that strike suddenly, anytime, and anywhere. PrepareSanDiego.org provides 3 actions that can help you make a difference. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed. You never know how many people your actions will affect and how many lives you might change. When we come together, we become something bigger than us all. Find out what you can do today at PrepareSanDiego.org.
Mark Levin.
The only thing that can save this country is conservatism.
Tomorrow at 6.
760.
KFMB.
All right, we are back. And before we continue, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Lestat's Coffee House. Coffee House is actually the original in Normal Heights and the new one in University Heights. Terrific place. They're open 24/7, 365. Check them out at lestats.com. And let's go back to Richard and Paul.
So, Paul, tell us one more time, if somebody wants to attend the event on the 17th, what do they do?
If they want to attend the event, they can call Mary Beth at 858-436-3863, or they can register with an email to info@apa-ria.com.
There's no cost, though, correct?
Oh, there's absolutely no cost. This is targeted at professionals, but anybody is welcome. I will say that as pre-registration is required, our friends at AMN have provided a fantastic facility for us, but it is a controlled access building. You must pre-register. Your name must be on the list, or unfortunately, you can't get in.
So just don't show up. You have
exactly.
to register.
Info at apa-ria.com. That's good to know. All right, so we've been talking about bad accounting in the markets and deception. It sort of feels like, well, I've got two half marathons coming up, so I've been on a diet for the last month, and I've lost 31 days. So let's get some practical advice on the table, Paul, because we've got, I think, maybe about 7-8 minutes to go. I mean, what on earth are investors supposed to do? Europe, QE3. Let me read one interesting thing, too, that came across the wire on Friday. The biggest bond gains in almost a decade have pushed returns on treasuries above stocks over the past 30 years. The first time that's happened since the Civil War, which would be 1861 for those history majors out there. Long-term government bonds have gained 11.5% a year on average over the past three decades, beating the 10.8% increase in the S&P 500. Again, the first time in 150 years that has happened since the Civil War. So, Paul, talk about that. Talk about QE3. Talk about what on earth is going on in Europe.
Well, Richard, I wish that I could tell exactly. I know what's going on. Nobody seems to know where it's going to end up. Michael Lewis has a great book out called Boomerang. Much of the book is spent talking about the different cultures that have experienced this bad debt, Iceland, Greece, Ireland, and so on. But he does make an analogy towards the end of the book I thought was very useful. This is akin to an obese person trying to go on a diet, and he does very well. And what he's relating this to is that for the last 75 years, governments around the world have just gone out and borrowed and printed more money and created more debt. So now we're trying to, it's very difficult to float more debt. And so the idea is, okay, we've got to stop spending because we can't borrow any more money. But that's where the analogy comes into the obese guy is really trying to hard lose weight. And then all of a sudden, somebody sticks a chocolate cake in front of him. And this is exactly what governments around the world are looking at. Greece right now is very much the canary in the coal mine. There's a lot of banks, including MF Global brokerage firms, that own positions in Greek debt, that if the Greek debt becomes worthless, many, many huge banks around the world have very precarious balance sheets today are going to fall on the wrong side of that balance sheet and get into big trouble. So the ironic part, or the part that I find interesting, is that right now we're seeing, as the news gets worse, we're seeing, frankly, domestic markets get better. And the only, and this is my opinion, the only the answer to this is that people think now that QE3, the quantitative easing, is right around the corner. It's, again, more debt. But the fact of the matter is, when they release that liquidity into the market, the major money center banks go to the Fed window, borrow the money, and then go right down to the risk markets and invest it. So the markets respond very, very strongly, but it is very temporary. It's what Muhammad El-Erian calls the sugar high. It lasts for a little while, it feels really good, and then in a few months it'll wear off. And what do we have now? Even more debt on top of more debt. So from my standpoint and the standpoint of a lot of advisors across the board, it's a very risky time to be long stocks. We're very conservative, we're very short-term in our investments. We like very short-term municipal bond type of issues that go out 1 or 2 years, maybe 3 years. This isn't going to give us a lot of return on our investment, but if we pick the right municipality, we're fairly confident that we're going to get our money back. And at the end of 2 years, we're probably looking at a more of an inflationary environment where we can find higher coupon bonds and companies with less risk.
So you think investors should look not only at non-taxable or U.S. Treasuries, but also you're saying at company bonds, that is to say taxable yield.
You can find some taxable corporate bonds. My tendency is to look more towards the municipal market. in what we call essential service bonds, so water, sewer, and school bonds. Basically, you need those three things to survive, and if a water, sewer, or school bond should default, it's not going to be about money anymore. It's going to be about something a lot bigger.
Okay, and so let me ask one tough question to finish, and I call this the moral hazard question. You alluded to it. You said the banks get to borrow money and then take the borrowed money and go invest it. My theory of the case is that the banks get to go to this risk window, take this money out, and invest it. In effect, they're spending the taxpayers' money, since we now own so many banks as taxpayers. But they don't really have any risk because they are, this is the moral hazard, they are too big to fail.
That's what exactly what it's called is moral hazard, and that's exactly why the risk markets respond so well to this added liquidity that comes into the market. It does not help the consumer. It is a definite detriment to taxpayers because at the end of the day, we're the ones that have to pay the burden. The unfortunate part of it is it actually rewards some of the more reckless entities in this market. Some of the businesses that created the risk are now the ones that are going to receive the reward from this liquidity, the big money center banks.
All right, and we have one mystery we have to solve before we go. We were talking about MF Global earlier, you guys, and I know there was, what, $60 million missing?
No, there was
$560 million missing. The question is, was Morgan Stanley involved in this, and did they find the money?
No, it was J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan, I'm sorry, J.P. Morgan.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful. You're right, J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan has been named and is certainly under the microscope, but nobody seems to know where that money is. John Corzine, when he came into MF Global from, I think he actually came from the governorship in New Jersey.
Yeah, Christie replaced him in 2010.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he went from Goldman Sachs to being the governor of New Jersey to MF Global. Decided that he wanted to add so much more risk to the market, and that's what created the conundrum.
Wow. Well, gentlemen, it's been a great hour. We're sorry we have to end it right there, but we'll be seeing Paul on November 17th along with Bill Lirak. Happy anniversary to Bill and Michelle, by the way. They're off to Hawaii. And it's been a real pleasure. Thank you, Justin Hart, our trusty board operator who handled all our technical things tonight. And Craig Blanke, thank him, our account executive here. And Dave Sniff, the program genius here at KFMB AM. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Paulus. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Remember, it's your money, not theirs.
Thank you, Richard.
KFMB. Your home is your biggest investment. You do anything to protect it. Hi, I'm Sue Freeze, the termite lady. When you have termites, there's only one company to call, Ecola Termite and Pest Control, the leading ecological solution for termite problems. Get rid of termites and other pesky insects quickly and conveniently without the hassle of moving out. Call today for a free estimate at 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 1-800-332-2847. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
Marichal Design and Remodeling, 2011 National Remodeler of the Year and 7-time Better Business Bureau Torch Award winner and finalist.
Hi, I'm Gary Marichal. Through the years, we've had the privilege of getting to know families throughout San Diego, and we've built friendships that we value and appreciate. We're truly honored that so many people have trusted their homes to us.
Marichal Design and Remodeling. Call 619-441-9300, 441-9300, or visit trustyourhometous.com.
The more you listen, the more you know.
Mike Slater mornings, Rick Roberts afternoons.
This is Talk Radio 760 KFMB.